Governor Doyle says the downturn economy won't stop advancements in science and technology. He spoke at the second annual Science and Technology Symposium in La Crosse. The governor says Wisconsin already has a strong footing in life and biosciences. However, he says significant research is emerging in other unseen areas.
Many of our campuses have major projects going on involved in nanotechnology, which is essential for any of this high tech, whether it's talking about computers or information technology, communications, life sciences. You need the people that can operate at the molecular and submolecular level.
Molly Yockel-John is the managing director for the Wisconsin System Technology Foundation. He says several UW schools are gaining ground in nanotechnology, including UW Stevens Point, UW Oshkosh, and UW Stout.
Wisconsin has never known for nanotechnology breakthroughs, but I think that many of our campuses will have breakthrough research in nanotechnology that will certainly will have some industrial implications for nanotechnology.
The National Science Foundation estimates nanotechnology will eventually generate $1 trillion a year toward the worldwide economy, according to John. However, John says many UW researchers struggle to find time and resources for their projects. He encourages universities to work together to fund research. John adds schools should make the public aware of their findings and how it affects them. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.